Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, friends. Yep. That was the Journey North off of the Federale album, Local Port. Rolling the Spaghetti Western out to you in the red carpet invite to Ralph Nader and friends coming to Oregon next week, Monday through Wednesday at the Lewis and Clark School of Law. We're going to have an international symposium. We're into the social networking of the age to join us in formulating the absolute remedy, the view that overhauls the current paradigm of fear and terror, which is being promoted as a preparation campaign, an emergency preparation campaign, and is essentially being written into a legislative statute in the form of the National Defense Act, and as of February 6th, the formal declaration of law, martial law, which has been on the books since 1999, which was the primer to 9/11 in setting the stage for the Y2K that the majority said never happened. Of course, that did happen. It was a belated 9/11 which occurred, and it was obviously another social engineering program to prolong the demise of the civilizational advance of a species gone mad. That's right. We're living in a time of war. It's an artificial time. It's an illusory standard of measure, which is programming all of our social forms and all of our economy by means of electricity program or perspective that is rooted in this ambiguous sense of hypnesia. it's hypnesia because it's always claiming growth and prosperity and expansion and on your behalf and, you know, by the people, for the people, and looking out for your best interests. And at the same time, it's smiling at you and looking you in the eye as it's screwing you over and utilizing you to justify jobs and budgets that are essentially the only facet of economy which is paying for the extension lifestyle that is obviously exhausting resources faster than it can replace. So that may seem like a far stretch, and it is, because what we're doing is we're entering into the holographic overview and paying astute attention to how the part contains the whole. And in this case, we're talking about a whole system order and how these systems are interrelated to a whole system comprehension. And there's no one that runs it to you like that than those heads on the line who were representing the new time campaign, or the foundation for the law of time, which restores the biospheric constant through the form of a 13 moon calendar change to help us reorganize and reorient to what's real. And what's real is essentially the nature of nature and how we can best organize ourselves to the biomass constant, which essentially is a science that articulates how all of the various life forms are sharing one earth, and those two points, all the answers that we need and remembering right here as stewards of the earth. So, Ralph Nader, welcome to Portland, Oregon. Welcome aboard Global Grownups and all of you who are stepping up to the culture. Coming out of the technosphere is challenging. We still have a tendency to digress and resort to old times and dysfunction, and that's okay. We're clearing the way, clearing our nervous systems from the reservation that we've been hammered with in the last 400 years, that which basically says, tone down, chill out, lie low, hold your tongue, son, don't speak out of line. And if you do, then you become public enemy number one and a target at that. So enough target practice. We've had it. It's over. Game up. And all of your politicalisms and all of your problems and all of your assessments and all of the detail that goes into what's happening is an overlay of error, one error on top of the other. And unless we truly build a new model and create an organized type of transfer, a safe into that garden culture economic future, the return to abundance, the return to sanity, then we will continue to argue over all of the complexities of a failing world system. And we don't have the time to do so any longer. There are other dynamics that are occurring throughout the world, the pole shift, tectonic rearrangements, big picture dynamics, which dwarf the economy of scarcity and fear. And it actually represents a repeat performance of what's happened in times past and on other planets within our local solar system. So from the part to the whole and back again, let's get on with the show. Thanks for joining us. We've got friends coming into town. Apparently, he will be speaking about you know, his passion and his new book at Powell's Bookstore on Monday, and the International Symposium, which is occurring at the Lewis and Clark College on Tuesday. This will be Tuesday of next week. It appears to be Gregorian, April 9th, and that'll be the International Symposium of Affairs 2012. Everybody that kind of likes this number 2012, it's now got a ring. If you've noted how many references people are making towards 2012, you'll see that it's used as a hook of sorts. But there's nobody that can run down the elegance of 12/21/2012 like that of Dr. Jose Arguelles. So I got to slip. Without a comprehensive remedy to the error in time, then the likelihood of us following through on our collective will is highly improbable or improbable and unlikely. So what we're doing here today is simply inviting you or anybody with half a will or half a wit to join us in formulating objectives, attainable goals through activities that synchronize the collective will of any particular interest group, dare I say crew, dare I say time traveling crew. And because the issues are so complex and because we are so fed up with the pushing of paper and it has to be fun. It's got to be fun. It's got to be lively. It's got to be inspiring. And there's got to be a sense of inspiration and enthusiasm involved in these affairs. So you're going to hear Bud go from avatar to first person, Jason G. Gibson, and back again. And yes, I have developed a multidimensional perspective to circumstances at large and to social affairs out of necessity. And yes, I am working on the dynamism between this, that, and the microcosmic, macrocosmic application of intelligence. So bear with me and help me with the rest of it. Let's get on with the program and let's take a look is up to here in Portland. And again, he's going the distance. You know, here he's been at it for 30 years. And it's looking good. It's looking good. He could steal the show. In this case, the topic of Ralph Nader's discussion or brainstorm at Powell's on Monday will be getting steamed to overcome corporatism. The issue of corporatism is the issue of corporate culture or capitalism, which has derailed the natural world from its relative responsibility in preserving life's worth for future generations. As Occupy Wall Street protests spread across the country and the world, Ralph Nader's new book, Built to Last, Building It Together, Building It to Win, shows how Americans can generate the steam to turn the turbines for making corporations our servants and not our masters. We have created an android world of technosapiens. The technosapiens function by a belief that time is money and will compromise any element that seeks to challenge their authority or may cause seem to threaten the job security of those whose primary job is to manage the dysfunctional social fabric of affairs which they manufacture, so that they can line their pockets and their budgets with dollars and cents that are strip you of your right to take care of yourself, of your right to manage yourself. So exposing the constitutional rights and privileges that are being extended to corporations and putting the brakes on that which is depriving the individual and saying enough is enough. Time, high time to renegotiate all your contracts, all your corporate contracts, all of those binding agreements that create the corporate citizen, that create the neurotic, psychotic subject, who's subject to the world of legislation and statute law that essentially ropes you into a military jurisdiction to justify your existence, so that you understand who's in control. No matter how you come into that jurisdiction, that maritime jurisdiction under Article 1, the bottom line is that you're guilty till proven innocent. And in this system, which is an economy of crime, you'll be lucky to plea bargain your release. And in so doing, you're going to get screwed either way. You're either going to pay the attorney or pay the courts, and you're going to miss work, and you're going to be overwhelmed with your finances because you will not be able to keep up with all of the allegations that they're stacking you with. This is called social engineering, the poverty class or the poverty state of affairs today, which is essentially manufacturing crime and policing for profit. Game over. Thank you, Mr. Nader, for coming to Portland. We are actively involved in this very issue. Former Mayor Sam Adams has brought the issue to our attention in more ways than one, and is actually addressing the topic of corporatism and the situation today, which essentially is creating it's essentially creating an Occupy movement where 99% of the have-nots of the majority are at odds and trying to equalize the 1% of the minority who's in the creature comfort convenience of the corporate living room and essentially living high on the hog in the auspice of serving we the people. So again, game over. The blocks of corporate culture have been exposed. These systems have been analyzed and have now power and creating their power structures through a program of irregularity and through a program of through a program that's essentially rooted in ADD or a lack of comprehensive foresight and is essentially bulldozing the entire biosphere with the belief that our current society, as we know it, is God's civilization, and God's civilization will persevere despite the blatant disregard for life and the circumstances that we see every day in the newspaper, in our social mediums, in circumstances close and afar. And I don't have to draw your attention to any specific trauma, because every day you're doing everything you can to maintain equilibrium in the face of a planetary moral emergency. And that's essentially what they're denying. They don't want to look at the trends or the circumstances that we the people are being penalized are being assaulted by, that we are actually the next market segment for the corporatocracy in keeping itself afloat, in maintaining its dominion. And now they're exhausting all of the resources, the only resource left is the human being. And within that gene pool, the primary target is the young male from 28 to 35 years old, who stands as a beacon to equalize falsehood and scarcity and other facets of manipulation in the course of oneself. And in discovering oneself and discovering your truth and being in right relationship, you establish integrity of mind through definitive forms, or the assessment of those forms, or the understanding of those forms in relationship to the micro-macro dynamic that orders our affairs. The ordering of our affairs. So in localizing this particular segment, the Oregon Progressive Party, a think tank of interrelated interests, is essentially holding space for the articulation of views related to change. And I am doing my best to pull up the website, because the last time I did so, the radio channel crashed on me and I had to reprogram this segment, and I apologize for that. We're dealing with a voice over internet protocol, and in this case, I didn't want to tax the CPU with too much, but I need to jump over quickly to the Oregon Progressive Party link, which is essentially this one on Mayor Adams' proposal and resolution for ending corporate personhood. This seems to be a really hot topic, and it is. And this was written December 18, 2011, submitted by David Delk. Major Adams proposes Mayor Adams proposes resolution on ending corporate personhood and establishing a position of, on behalf of the Portland City Council, that corporations should not receive the same constitutional rights as natural persons do, and that money is not speech and independent expenditures should be regulated. So, thus reads the first sentence of the new proposed resolution for the City of Portland. Well, want to thank Sam Adams. He's been a great mayor. And apparently he's moving on. We would like to share the limelight with Mr. Adams. Direct that limelight to Oregon's vote for a new attorney general. And this will be the first female attorney general in the state of Oregon. Ellen Rosenblum, and Ellen essentially claims to be a lawyer of the people, and she goes further to articulate her views when it comes to the representation of people's interests and that of economy, or that of health and well-being. And of course, we know that the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program is the most successful social program in the state of Oregon at this time, generating revenues for the state, which are yet unrealized, as we, in addition to the fees and the other things that are collected on behalf patients and their providers' growth sites and this type of thing. We also have an annual savings of $10,000 to $15,000 per patient when quantifying the benefits of the OMMP program versus the corporate health program, which essentially is your Blue Cross, Blue Shield, state government run care campaigns. I say it's a campaign because they're constantly justifying the value of such programs and services. And in this case, we know that health is really the key to the economy. And you have the right, and to be healthy. It's not a privilege. You have to be healthy if you're going to be happy. And so this between health and our quality of life and the economy is yoked to the nitty-gritty nature or essence of every other topic of interest that we may be discussing under the Oregon Progressive Party banner. So we're talking about health, and we're talking about war, and we're talking about the economy of scarcity. And so we know that the economy of scarcity essentially is unhealthy, out of time, and in fear of losing its dominion in the state of affairs. In this case, Ellen claims that she's going to be representing the best interests of her citizens, and that would be all citizens. But she goes on to say that she's going to help us in developing our program, and that according to the blog listed on Hemp for Now, she says that she'll be using our tax dollars wisely to protect consumers and from prosecuting crimes related to cannabis. She wants to focus on what's important, is what she's saying, and that it appears as though she's favorable towards the reorganization of our medical marijuana campaign, or our medical marijuana program, which in this case does resemble a train wreck. Only a train wreck, because we don't hear enough about the progress of the movement. We hear more about the shortcomings and the lack of integrity of those who are representing the movement, and essentially these are corporatists and attorneys and entrepreneurs who are trying to utilize a bailout economy program to create another state federally regulated cash cow, a Trojan horse of legalization, taxation, and regulation, which will not fly. So on one hand, our current Attorney General Holton is saying that the program is a train wreck, and he's right, because they're still pushing products, they're manufacturing products, they won't allow care providers to genuinely administer care to patients. This is all a drug war. This is all, everything that we're talking about can be remedied by putting the nail into the drug war, into Nixon's drug war. All of the other wars that are occurring are rooted in the drug war. And so we have to look at this and look at a way of diffusing and dispelling this war, and without losing the momentum to have a first planetary world peace through the industrialization of hemp and through the localization of folk remedies for not only pain, but for fellowship and culture and all the other things that the organic world that cannabis sativa represents to us today, in bringing about a new holistic care paradigm, a shift from the illnesses of the corporatocracy and capitalization, and into the unified field theory, where we can all time into a new framework and reorganize ourselves for what's